Morning, Grace, Margaret, Catherine. Morning, Alison. Ah, Moira. Moira, good to see you. Been a long time.
It has been good to see you. I'll just mute myself again.
Okay. Morning, Jean, number three. All these jeans. Bill, we can't see you, but I see that you've joined us. Make that 11 o'clock. So, good morning, everyone. And thank you to Audrey for leading us in with her beautiful playing on the piano. It's really good to welcome you all. Oh. Okay, we're just going straight to the benediction and amen, are we? Back on Zoom, and yeah, until the regulations change, we will be on Zoom and not in the church. Today, we are going to be celebrating Holy Communion. So if you haven't already got your bread and something to drink handy, then please take the chance just now to go and get it. And I think the only intimations really are that we're having Holy Communion today and that next week we will also be on Zoom. And just a wee extra that we now have a dedicated telephone number for the church, which is 363566. It's a local number to Forth, so 01555 363566. If you can recommend this to people who don't have the internet, because they can dial in at any time at all, and what they'll hear is a short greeting from me, followed by a recording of the most recent service. So at the moment, they'll be hearing last Sunday's service. But once we've got the recording from this one and uploaded within, at least by Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have it later on today, but today's recording will be available. So do please spread the word about that. We're back to continuing through Mark's gospel. And today we're looking at the parable of the sower, a parable we've looked at many times before, but the Bible's wonderful, isn't it? There's always something new to find when you look deeply into God's word. And I love this image. Thank you very much for that. We are here to worship God. God is love. A and we are all his beloved children. We are only able to love one another because he first loved us. And God's love is a perfect love which drives out all fear. Our opening psalm this morning is selected verses from Psalm 104, and I invite you to read the verses in bold at home, but keep yourselves muted, but Audrey, our Bible reader for today, will read them on your behalf. Praise the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty.
The Lord wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent.
Oops. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So our opening hymn is a recording from Liverpool Cathedral, a beautiful building. And I love the words of this. It's in our hymn books at number 193, although this version doesn't have verse 3 in it. God is love, his the care. You were all singing aloud, loud, loud at home to that wonderful hymn. And it really struck me watching the congregation, the different facial expressions. And I often laugh actually in church because we're singing such fantastic good news. And yet so often we sing it with long faces. Anyway, this year, I suppose, so far, there's not been an awful lot to smile about. But actually, there's a lot to smile about. I've got a really good friend who used to be a driving instructor, but he had health problems associated with being a driving instructor and went and he retrained as a gardener. And do you know what he's busy doing just now? He's choosing, buying, and very soon will be planting seeds. This is a photo that he put on Facebook of the seeds that he's getting ready to plant. So he'll have something to look forward to in the new year. And that really cheered me up, seeing these pictures and knowing that we've got something to look forward to, and it's not that far away. He told me that the first ones will be the sweet peas. He'll be planting them up in small pots or seed trays in the next week or two. And it shows me his faith that the weather will get warmer, and also that he has something to look forward to, the beauty of flowers and plants growing in his garden. Our Bible reading today speaks about God's word being like seeds planted in our hearts. So it's lovely to realize that God has faith in us, and he looks forward to seeing the beauty of us growing and flowering in his world, in his garden, which is the world. And just as flowers make us smile, so do faces. I don't know if we've got any of the jigsaw children here today, but every person I've spoken to has told me how much they enjoyed seeing all the jigsaw in their nativity film that they made for us. So let's make sure that we all keep believing in the future. The vaccine's coming, and whatever happens, we've got the promise of Jesus Christ, of life in all its fullness. So let's allow the seeds of God's word, God's love, to shine out from us so that we can smile at everyone we meet and help in any way we can. Let's come before God in prayer. Everything we have received, from God it came. Everything we enjoy, from God it came. Everything we pray for, from God it will be given. Loving, living God, you are the source of all goodness and the satisfaction of all our desires. Our understanding of you is small. We pray that you will increase it. Our desire to do your will is weak. We pray that you will enliven it. The seed you have planted has yet to bear fruit. We pray that you will ripen it. But first, create in us clean hearts, as in your sight we unburden ourselves of guilt, of anger, of fear, of pride, of hardness of heart, of weakness of intention. Make our hearts good soil in which your seeds can flourish, blossom, and bear abundant fruit. May your will be done your way in us, as we always pray in the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom of love, the powerful love and the glory of love forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, and it's interesting, Moira, that you've joined us today, because this is the one that I remember singing often in Newmacher, in the parish church there. I wonder if you remember it as well. Colours of Day. And I love the video that comes with it showing seeds.
Of day, dawn into the mind. The sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city, into the street, and let's give the message to the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit. Shines on, it never goes down. The light of the world is risen again. The people of darkness are needing a friend. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus. Let his love show. Open your eyes, look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears. But Jesus is living, his spirit is near. So light up the fire. And let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let his fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show.
You were all taking the opportunity to sing as we can at home, whereas we couldn't if we were in the church building. I confess I was singing loud enough at one point that my computer reminded me that I was muted. We now, Jim had the same. We now come to our Bible reading, Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, we begin today. And the first 20 verses, which Audrey's going to read for us. Thanks, Audrey.
The parable of the sower. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered round him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. Others, like seeds sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what is sown." Amen.
Amen, and may God add his blessings to this reading from his holy word. This parable is so very well known to us, yet hopefully there's something new that we're going to find today. Some of you may know it's known as the parable of parables because it gives us the key to them all. Jesus actually explains how to interpret them. And really the key is, it's about how we listen. Parables show us that some Bible stories are not meant to be taken literally. We have to really listen and go deeper. As Jesus explained to his disciples, he wasn't teaching them about farming, but about spreading the gospel. The last time I preached on this passage, it seemed really fresh. So I looked back and it was just in June last year. And I don't know if you remember, but I did some arithmetic because what struck me on that occasion was the generosity, the almost wastefulness of the spreading of the seed. So based on the word being spread across all types, and I do believe that we probably all have hard hearts, shallow hearts, over-cluttered hearts, and good hearts at some time in our lives. We're not stuck in any one situation. But if we say that those 100 seeds were thrown out unconditionally, that's 100 demonstrations of God's love thrown over everyone unconditionally, then the parable tells us that about 3 out of 4, that's 75, will come to nothing. But the 1 out of 4, the 25 that fell on good soil, produce a harvest of 30, 60, or 100 times. So again, just a guesstimate, but suppose 5 of those 25 were in that category that produced another 100 seeds each. And suppose 10 of them produced 60 each, and the third 10 just produced 30 each. That would mean that from the original 100 seeds, we then have 1,400 seeds, even though 75 were lost. And you know, in God's economy, nothing is really lost, because those 75 would have formed compost, feed for developing the soil. So if we can share God's love in practical ways and accept that sometimes it'll be rejected, it'll be laughed at, or even thrown back in our faces, but accept that there'll be a small percentage which is accepted, and that will grow. Jenny, I don't want to make you blush, but Jenny is one of the people who is real inspiration to me with all her work out in Zambia. And this is a photograph from her recent newsletter of one of her students called Kabutu, who with his friends is literally sowing seeds. And they're doing it the hard way. They're cultivating a piece of land by hand. And you can see the sort of, it's not really a spade, it's almost more like a one-sided pickaxe. I've seen them, but I find it difficult to describe exactly what they're like. But it's jolly hard work, digging the soil. And what he and his friends are doing is cultivating the land in order to grow crops to feed vulnerable elderly people in Kandabwe, which is one of the poorer areas of Kitwe, the town where I spent just 9 weeks during my training for ministry in Zambia, a place that Moira has visited many times, and Jenny, of course, worked for a number of years there. Now, Kabutu will know that not all the seeds he sows will grow, but enough will be produced. If it rains, and this year I'm told it's a better year for rain, enough will be produced to make a difference in some folks' lives. But we probably can't do that here in Scotland. And we don't have to literally plant seeds, although planting something like sweet peas and then giving them as a gift is a beautiful way to share God's love. And there are numerous ways in which we can share God's love. Even a simple smile or a wave. And if we can do it to everybody, even the grumpy folk, and then leave it to God to make those seeds grow, the ones that are going to grow. I was walking my dog the other day, and a teenager was walking towards me with his hoodie up and pulled down round his face, looking very grumpy. But I thought, no, I'll smile. And I said, hello, good morning. And you know, he looked up and smiled back at me. And I didn't expect that, but it was lovely. So to quote the chorus of the song that we'll hear at the end of today's service, whatever grows will grow, whatever dies will die, whatever works will work, whatever flies will fly, whatever fails will fail, whatever's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds, nothing more. But of course, before we can sow seeds, we need to receive them. And we can do this through prayer, through reading our Bibles and really listening to God's word and going deeper, not just looking at the surface words. And of course, through receiving the sacraments like Holy Communion, which we will very soon be sharing today. And then once we've received, again, I'm going to quote the earlier hymn that we sang, we can take the seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow, tell the people of Jesus and let his love show. Amen. We're now going to listen to the beautiful lyrics of Broken Bread, sung by Rend Collective. And at the end of this song, we will celebrate Holy Communion. So you've got a few minutes, if you haven't already prepared it, to go and get a piece of bread and something to drink. And time also to prepare our hearts to receive the word, to receive the seed, to receive Christ's body.
Your will.
Beautiful sentiments in the words of that song. We often pray, "Your will be done." But I wonder if we tend to say, "As long as it's my way and not God's way." And what a wonderful thought to think that God is dreaming about what we can do. His dreams in us. Our Holy Communion liturgy today comes from a book written by Brian Wren. And we begin with the reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, where we hear that on the night when Jesus was betrayed to the governing authorities, he had supper with his disciples. While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread and after blessing it, broke it and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." By doing this, Jesus declared that from his death, God would bring new life, new hope, new creation. The invitation. Through Jesus, we know that God knows us, cherishes us, and loves us. Through Jesus, we believe and trust that God is faithful and true, powerful and gentle. So come to this table, not because we must, but because we may. Not because we are worthy, but because we are hungry. Not because we are ready, but because we are thirsty. Come, because Christ invites us, saying, "I am the bread of life." In John's Gospel, we read that Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away." So as Jesus took bread and wine and gave thanks before sharing it, so we also give thanks to God. And I encourage you here to join in with the response, "We praise and thank you," each time I say, "With all our heart." Holy One, Holy Three, Spirit, Son, and Father, you unfolded time and space and created us to love and be loved, to live on this earth and to tend it for your glory, with all our heart. We praise and thank you. Holy One, Holy Three, Author, Word, and Breath, you chose your covenant people and revealed yourself as holy, incomparable and elusive, as liberator, judge, and compassionate, forgiving love. With all our heart,
we praise and thank you.
Holy One, Holy Three, Lover, Beloved, and Energy of Love. You became human in Jesus, whose love goes beyond our limits, reaching out to good and bad alike, and calling us to practice peace, mercy, and kindness, to forgive as we have been forgiven, and to love even our enemies. With all our heart,
we praise and thank you.
Holy One, Holy Three, Giver, Given, and Gifting. As we share this bread and wine, we remember how Jesus died for us, bore our sins on his body on the tree, defeated the powers of this age, and lives among us here and now, breaking our dividing walls and giving us good news. With all our heart,
we praise and thank you.
Holy Spirit, power and presence of Holy Three, Holy One, make this bread and wine our communion in the body and blood of Christ. With all our heart, we praise and thank you. Amen. The bread we break is our communion in the body of Christ. The cup we share is our communion in the blood of Christ. Come to the light of the world, the bread of life, the fountain of living water. All is ready. Come. Let's all hold onto our piece of bread for a moment. And then as we all eat, let's remember that this is the body of Christ, broken to make us whole. The body of Christ, broken for you. Let's all hold our cup of wine. And then as we all drink together, let's remember that this is the blood of Christ poured out to give us life. The blood of Christ poured out for all. Be still and know that the seed of God planted in our hearts is starting to grow. Let's pray. Sorry, let's pray. Loving, living God, Holy One, Holy Three, thank you for feeding us at this table. As we go, keep us close to you, trusting in your love and bearing the good news of Jesus Christ as seeds that we can sow in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. We now come to sharing of the peace. And I hope you will all remember the BSL that we learnt a few weeks ago, but I'll do it a couple of times for you. Peace be with you. Let's do that one more time. I think it's just so beautiful. Peace be with you. It's not quite the same as shaking hands or giving a hug, but it's really beautiful in its own way, isn't it? Thank you all so much. We're now going to hear our final hymn, which is called Planting Seeds. I hope you enjoy this one. It's written and performed by Nimesh, known as Nimmo Patel, and Daniel Namod, and shows some lovely pictures as well. Of course, some of the things that people are shown doing, we can't do at the moment because of lockdown, but I'm sure we can come up with socially distanced ways of giving a high five and wishing to shake people's hands and certainly of smiling at one another. Planting seeds.
Been a long time running. I never knew then what I know. I know now that the fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in. We plant the seeds then and we look at them now, but the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around.
Whatever grows will grow, whatever dies will die, whatever works will work, whatever flies will fly,
whatever fails will fail, what's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds, nothing more.
It's like your whole life, you've been training for this moment, and when the time comes, you just disown it, meaning you just surrender, don't control it, not interested in the clay pots and molding, or sitting next to the path trying to unfold it, or waiting for the fruits to fall down toward you. Let it go and now you're flowing, feeling quite gorgeous, so you take steps away instead of towards it. What a rush, feeling freedom with nothing to hold. We've been taught that what you touch will always turn to gold, and now we're learning when we let it go, it overflows with no credit to take, cause no credit is home. A higher power working deeper where the seeds are sowed, and when the seeds are true, then there's seeds of gold. But the real gold is joy when life starts to flow, and when it does, you just smile, cause now you know.
I spent a long time running, I never knew then what I know now. Let the fruits, they always come in, but you can't go around just knocking them down. It takes a long time to show in, we plant the seeds then, and we look at them now. But the roots are always growing, no matter if I'm there or never around.
Whatever grows will grow, whatever dies will die, whatever works will work, whatever flies will fly,
whatever fails will fail, what's meant to soar will soar. I am planting seeds.
Whatever grows,
yep,
will grow.
When it grows, it grows.
Whatever dies,
And when it dies, it dies. Come on. If it works, it works.
Whatever flies will
let it fly, let it fly.
Whatever fails,
it fails.
Meant to soar, will soar.
When it soars, it soars.
I am planting seeds.
Whatever grows,
will grow.
Let it grow, let it grow.
Whatever dies, will die.
If it dies, it dies.
Whatever works, will
grow. When it works, it works.
Whatever flies,
yeah.
Will fly.
Let it fly, let it
whatever
fly.
Whatever fails, will fail.
If it fails, it fails.
Meant to soar, will soar.
Let it soar.
I am planting seeds
and nothing more.
A wee bit different to our usual closing hymn, but I thought it just seemed to sum up the message that I got from the parable of the sower this time that I looked at it, which is so very much that we're to sow those seeds and then actually not worry whether they grow or not, because that's God's work. We can relax in his love. So now, may the love of Christ shine in our eyes, the compassion of Christ work through our hands, the word of Christ fall from our lips, and the life of Christ flow through our veins to his glory. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us all today and forevermore. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining our seed sowing service today. Without putting you on the spot, Jenny, do you want to say a word or two about the situation in Zambia or about Kandabwe? Or you don't have to if you don't want to. You can just disappear and tell me that the internet broke down. You need to unmute, Jenny.
How's that?
Perfect.
Wonderful. I was off video earlier on because we've got very bad bandwidth here, so I might cut out. Apologies for that. In Zambia, we just have had the South African strain of COVID come up from South Africa, which means we only had about 18,000 before Christmas who had COVID. Now it's about 27,000, 28,000. So it's multiplying an awful lot. We had 100 yesterday in Choma who were diagnosed with COVID, which to you guys doesn't sound very much, but to us, it's the beginning of a reasonably serious second wave, partly because we don't have the facilities that you do, and partly because a lot of people still aren't understanding the need to wear masks and social distance. So it's going to grow. I had a message from Kabutu the other day asking me if I had some money for fertilizer so he can make his plants grow bigger and bigger. But they're about this high. I hope you can see this by now. So he's going to have a great harvest. And he looks after maybe about 20 or 30 older people who live in Kandabwe, which really is one of the poorer parts of Kitwe. Moira knows it. She's been there a couple of times now, I think, yeah? And some of these old people, they sleep in the doorways of pubs at night once the pubs are finished. Some of them, he's built a shelter which has got a dirt floor and it's drafty. So they really have bad conditions. And if they don't have any relatives to help them, they don't have anything. They literally don't have anybody to help them, apart from the wonderful Kabutu, who, can I say, has nothing himself. But he loves helping people, so he helps them and some children in Kandabwe as well. Okay?
That was brilliant. Thank you so much, Jenny. Yeah, we think we're hard up here in Scotland, but yeah.
Oh,
Moira and I have seen.
Sorry, that spade thing is a hoe, by the way. You know what he's digging with.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Yeah, it has a like a vertical blade, and they yes. sort of go chop to break up the soil. Thanks so much, Jenny.
You're welcome.
We don't really have time to go into breakout rooms, I'm afraid, but if you have any comments, do please feel free to unmute and say anything that you wish. But thanks so much, Jenny, for joining us and for mm-hmm. and for your newsletter, which is on our website.
Oh, lovely, thank you. Bye-bye.
A few folk waving.
Hi, Jenny. Bye, Elspeth. Bye, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks so much for joining us, Moira. Yeah, so good to see lovely. You again.
Thank you. Thank you for
I love the butterflies on your wall.
Yes, I love my butterflies. They're all over the garden as well. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Just now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for the service, Elspeth.
Oh, thanks, Jean. It's always so good to see you and hear you.
Yeah, thanks, Elspeth. Take care.
Thanks, Grace.
Bye. Bye.
God bless everyone.
Thanks, Elspeth.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Elspeth.
Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Bye.